Good morning, y'all, and welcome to your daily poetry moment. I'm Cassandra Bruner, your host for this week's edition of the show, and I can't adequately describe in words how jazzed I am to read today's poems, Kimberly Pavlovsky's Transfiguration and Pensive Number 2. Full disclosure, she and I are friends and watched each other's work transform wildly, hydrangea lushly during our time in Eastern's MFA program, which is all to say is particularly special to get to read her work here and now. Her poetry is nothing short of exquisite, pairing animalistic imagery with short, needle-sharp lines. It seamlessly places Catholic hagiographies and pagan grimoires alongside The Book of the Dead and glimpses into personal memories. What has stuck out to me most throughout her writing, including today's poems, is how all these voices ultimately sing in concert, raising a song that pushes through all things at all costs toward empathy and witness. Without further ado, let's hear this chorus. Transfiguration. The dazzling monstrosity of eyes of moth's wings danced across the ceiling, and like Moses on the mountain, we dared not move when the hand of night came down to close our eyes. We spent 40 days dreaming in the dust. When we woke, we felt no pain, only strangeness in the twilight. We could not understand then the transfiguration that had taken place. While we had to turn away from our own image in the glass, or the perversion that cast itself across the bed where we once slept, but now only lie in darkness, listening to sounds, sometimes our own voice whispering prayer, sometimes the shadow mimicking speech back at us, always the soft hysterical bodies of moths beating themselves against the glass, the scales of their wings shattered, like Moses' stone tablets, words of God that slipped away and left us alone to fear. Pensive number 2. One day you will be stunned awake by the most beautiful bees, old world and orange as the harvest moon hung in its own violent ripple of color. One day the world will sing through your blood. And that was Kimberly Pavlovsky's Transfiguration and Pensive Number 2. If you'd like to read more of her work, her debut chapbook, Hell of Birds, is available through Driftwood Press. I'm your host, Cassandra Bruner, and you've been listening to Poetry Moment. Warmest of wishes to y'all.